to understand what happened here, there was a deal that was struck by lawmakers on both sides. They were close to a voting on that proposal that would have kept the government funded into next year. That shutdown due to kick in at the end of Friday. That was until Donald Trump and his vice president-elect J.D. Vance torpedoed the deal, calling it, quote, suicidal and a betrayal of the country. For a number of reasons, one of which that it didn't include the debt ceiling raise, the limit on which the US can borrow money. Trump wants to see that happen whilst Joe Biden is in office so that any blowback lands on him, not Trump. So that deal was effectively dead, the country on course for a lockdown. That was until a new deal was proposed, backed by Donald Trump, but not the Democrats. They called it laughable and accused Trump of playing politics. That new deal did include that measure to fund the government through to mid-March. It did include $110 billion of disaster aid that was previously negotiated on, and it included the suspension of the debt limit, kicking it into a new deadline in January 2027. But because of the opposition on the Republican side and the Democrat side, that deal was voted down in the House of Representatives in the past couple of hours. The Republicans only have a very thin majority in the chamber. They could try to pass it through with a simple majority. That too, I think, would fail, given that 38 Republicans voted against it, and dozens would probably do so again.